Jeff Okrepke is coffee strong. He is coffee strong. And of course, it's made up of a ton of people who lost their homes in Coffee Park during the wildfires. And Jeff, first of all, want to say thank you so much for being a very important part of our Heroes of October events of the last week.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I was happy to participate.
And Jeff, of course, lost his home in the fires last October. And how strong is Coffee Strong as we get close to the anniversary date?
I think we're fortified. We are an organization that has come together unlike any that I've seen. I grew up here. Usually our neighborhoods, you know, the neighbors on a good day, or a good neighbor knows people a couple of streets away, maybe. I know people blocks away now.
Yeah.
All of us do. We've all come together because I think it's a resiliency sort of thing. Like, we're not going to let this fire beat us, but also a necessity of needing to come together, of needing to get together at times, whether it's our Wine Wednesdays or walks through the neighborhood or anything else. Just we need to maintain our neighborhood, we need to see each other because we don't have that anymore.
Well, it's really two-pronged, as you say, because, of course, you know, from a psychological standpoint, the idea, the notion of all of those blocks of people coming together to support each other through the fires and through the recovery process, that's essential. And also, there's a more sort of down-to-earth logistical aspect of it, and neighbors helping neighbors when it comes to getting through the rebuilding process.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could be anything from having to get together with your neighbor to discuss whose builder's building the fence or what kind of fence it's going to be.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Are they any good? Do we want to just employ them to build 10 fences? That
right,
kind of
stuff. Exactly. That, or it could be anything from, you know, used to have on my street, we had progressive dinners every now and then, or neighborhood watch meetings that my wife used to go to, and people would get together and, you know, kind of see each other. And when that doesn't exist, when you all of a sudden move into a situation where you don't know your neighbors and you're in a place deep down you don't really want to be because you didn't choose to be there,
right?
You want what you had before, and you know that if you make that effort to go and see people and meet up, that you can have that emotional support group. Because while there's plenty of people in this community that have been amazing in this aftermath of the fire and have been able to empathize with those of us that lost our houses, it's really hard to convey and really hard for other people to understand exactly what it's like to lose everything. And so you need those people to convey that, or to be able to understand that.
Yeah, because that is a particular kind of understanding, to be sure. And I'm wondering, you know, almost a year later, Jeff, how far along, I mean, we've seen so much rebuilding, comparatively speaking, in Coffee Park. How far along you feel and your organization feels about whether it's you all who have the say in how your community is rebuilt and reimagined in some ways?
We feel 99.99% that we
That's
have control.
Good. Yeah.
The only things we don't have control of are some of the codes and statewide that we just can't get around. The city staff and elected officials have been phenomenal in trying to help us out, even if it's little things that, like, you wouldn't even think of. So today, you on your second story, you have to have a 10-foot setback. When the houses were built, it was 5. So they made it. They pushed through a little bit of a resiliency ordinance to say
grandfather kind of thing.
So people could have the kind of houses they had before in the room they had, and not lose square footage just because they unfortunately lost their house. It's been phenomenal. They take all of our input and they are very genuine about wanting it and using it.
And I'm trying to think of how this would be. I know you know, the collective strength that you all have in Coffee Strong, and I think about what it takes for one person or one family to go through the rebuilding process. It's frustrating. It's, you know, you want to tear your hair out. And when you all get together and are going through that same thing, and I think about that frustration personified by, you know, dozens and dozens of people, and it's hard to imagine overcoming that kind of energy, you know, to move the process along.
Yeah, it's anyone who's ever built a house on their own outside of this has probably, if you've ever talked to somebody who's done it, they've probably gone off on the frustrations
they'd
dealing
never
with
do
planning.
It again probably yeah, yeah.
Now you compound that with the complexities of the emotions that went through it, not just yourself but family members, you know, having to be there for your family members, deal with your own issues, and then just not having anything, and that sounds it sounds crazy, but I mean, there's times like, you know, my wife and I decided we want to make homemade pizzas one night with our son. He'd get a kick out of it. And we get all the ingredients, we're ready to go, and all of a sudden we don't have a rolling pin. And it's like the little thing, you know,
yeah,
and it's those kind of those
yeah.
kinds of frustrations that you run into on a regular basis because you just you don't remember every single thing you don't have anymore until you need it. You know, so I've joked with people. I was joking with some of the people that lost their homes at the golf tournament dinner about, do you still, because I do it too, you reach for a certain shirt in a drawer or something there and it's like, yeah, and then it's not, I still think, oh, I'm going to wear that today. Oh, I don't have that.
That's right.
And so you take those complex emotions, that those constant reminders, and then you get a scenario where the highs are really, really high. We have devoted Facebook groups to Coffee Park specifically, and people will post groundbreakings. Then they'll post a couple days later, my foundation's been poured. Then a couple days later, we're going vertical, and all these things.
Yeah.
And everyone's there for them, and it's a great thing to see. And then somebody posts a frustration with a builder, or that they got their permit packet returned for corrections, and it's like the lows are so low and the highs are so high that it's kind of all over the place, and it's. Coffee Strong has really started to focus and think about the long-term things because we have the projects to get the community back together,
yes.
the information to get our residents back in, and now it's there's a large portion of our residents that need some sort of mental health support, whether it's just somebody to talk to,
of course,
or even more than that, you know, we're talking PTSD. You know, I know I have friends and neighbors that have their young children in therapy because at 6 years old, if you're woken up at 1 a.m. and you're driving out and stuff's on fire and you see fire trucks, that's going to make an impact on your young
and
life.
And how are you finding, Jeff, how easily accessible are you finding, is everyone finding mental health, you know, services to be?
I think really, really easily, fortunately.
Because it's a big push.
Yes,
everybody,
it is.
Everybody yeah. wants to make sure that that happens.
I know Supervisor Zane has been a very big champion of the mental health
yep.
portion of the recovery. And she has, I'm understanding, but has made it very well known and very forward that these are available. And there's various organizations. Usually if we have a meeting, some of the mental health organizations will come and kind of give a review of what they do.
Yeah.
So it's out there. But of course, it's always the hurdle of you know, you can take a horse to water, right?
That's right. You can't make them speak.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, hopefully everybody is encouraging everybody else who needs some assistance there. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the anniversary, the Monday and the Tuesday mm-hmm. of it. What will the folks in Coffee Park do?
So we're going to have our event on Tuesday the 9th because mm-hmm. that's when it actually hit Coffee Park. What we're going to do is have a very solemn ceremony. Ceremony is kind of overstating it. Remembrance, where we're going to do a luminaria. I don't know if you know what that is, where
yes,
you write a message.
Yeah.
We're going to have flameless candles.
Thank God for that.
And basically just kind of build an entryway into the community for people just to kind of be there. And then we're going to say the names of the five people that lost their lives. And there's two parcels that are community use parcels on the west side of Coffee and Hopper, and it's basically up to us to rebuild it, to
uh-huh.
get the vegetation, everything back in there. And so Firma Design Group has been and Mike Cook have been very good about donating a landscape design for that. And
it's great.
Part of it, the sort of what we call the silent memorial, is there's going to be cherry trees. So there's going to be a bunch of trees that look all the same, and then the cherry trees are going to stand out. They're going to blossom at a different time.
Yeah.
They're going to look different than the others. And
that
so, and there's going to be five of them. So we're going to dedicate those to the
very
people that
nice.
Lost their lives, and with the hopes of, you know, maybe not making it so overt and of a memorial, but if somebody asks, like, oh, those are beautiful cherry trees, if somebody who's lived there for a while can be like, well, actually, that's because of...
Yeah, a great remembrance and a great way to remember those mm-hmm. folks, too. Let me ask you this before we go, Jeff, and that is, when it comes to the commemoration in Coffee Park on Tuesday, you know, a lot of the community wants to go, too, outside of Coffee mm-hmm. Park to support the people who lived there and will live there again. Is that okay for the community, or would you prefer it to be more of an internal coffee park event?
We do have a permit to shut down the intersection and kind of keep it to ourselves, but I think it's, as long as people are respectful about it, you know, we don't need anybody coming in there trying to pitch lawsuits or rant about how lasers from space started the fire or anything like that. As long as that's not there, I think it'll be fine. We know press is going to show up. We've started to think about maybe dedicating like a corner, a space for the cameras so that it's not so invasive.
Yeah, but that's a good idea. Really good idea.
We know it's Coffee Park, because it's so far along and it has the build going on. About half the homes have a permit.
That's fantastic.
And so we know it's like, it's picturesque from a media standpoint, and we know people are going to show up and there's going to be a lot of focus on it. So it's something I don't think we're going to be able to avoid, but as long as you're respectful, you know, please come out, share a thought. We'd be happy to.
Yeah. Or just stand there and support.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Let you guys talk about what you need to talk about. Mm. Well, Jeff, you are one of those people thrust into a heroic position, and you have been, you know, living through it and doing it upright since then. And we appreciate you being such an important part of the Coffee Park community. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you very much.
That's Jeff Okrepke. He is, he's the captain of Coffee Strong, and they've been an example to all of us for nearly a year now.